Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the eighth day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Amanoff of the Bukharian Congregation of Jamaica State in Queens, New York, to share Dibre Chizik, which was immediately followed by Rabbi Amanoff slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholam with a sizable pause, and will conclude with the recitation of Achinu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Amanoff.
Thank you so much for the generous introduction. Bereshut Morav Rabotai. Before we start, I'd like to say a big thank you to the OU for giving us the opportunity to give some Divrei Chizuk and recite chapters of Tehillim. It's a great, great thing that the OU has put together to give Chizuk to Klal Yisrael in these troubling times. With no further ado, the Torah, we've started the book of Bereshit. As the holidays are behind us, and there's a reoccurring theme that we see in the book of Bereshit. And it starts with two brothers, the children of Adam, Cain and Hevel. Cain being the older son and Hevel being the younger one. As we know the story, it goes, Cain, he was a farmer and Hevel was a shepherd. And one day they both decide to bring a sacrifice to Hashem. The Torah tells us Cain was the first person to bring a korban, a sacrifice to God, and Hevel followed. The Torah tells us that Hashem accepted the younger brother's sacrifice. Hashem accepted Hevel's sacrifice, but did not accept Cain's. There's a great commentator by the name of Netivot Shalom. He asks a profound question and gives us a beautiful answer that I feel is a big message to everyday life. Why didn't Hashem accept Cain's sacrifice? And the Netivot Shalom says, not because Cain didn't bring the best from his field, the best of his crop. That's not why. Many of us, many times in life, we do mitzvot. We pray, we perform, we try to do mitzvot. Sometimes it's not all the best. It doesn't come out, you know, the best, with the best intentions. It doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't accept it. It just means it wasn't the best. So what was the reason why God did not accept Cain's sacrifice, but accepted Hevel? So the Netivot Shalom tells us that it's not because Cain brought from his bad crops. That's not the reason. It's because Cain put no effort in bringing any type of sacrifice to Hashem. Whatever he saw at first, he took and he brought to Hashem. Hevel, on the other hand, he went out, he searched, he dug, he tried to find the best for Hashem. Whether it was good or not, at least he put the effort. Cain, on the other hand, whatever came first, that's what he brought to Hashem. And the Netivot Shalom tells us, if Cain would have went out and searched and dug and put his effort in trying to bring the best to Hashem, even if it wasn't good, Hashem still would have accepted it. The Netivot Shalom brings a beautiful concept from Avot the Rabbi Natan, and he tells us, sometimes it's worth to do something one time when it's difficult, rather than 100 times when it's easy. Sometimes a person is struggling with praying 2 times a day, waking up for shacharis, dressing more, adding more to his learning. And it comes difficult for him. It's not so easy. It doesn't come secondhand. It's worth to do it one time when it's difficult than compare it to someone else who's been doing it for years. But it's so easy. Because this one time when it comes difficult puts to shame the other one where he does it for a couple of years, but it comes easy for him. Our success isn't measured whether we got the job done, but if we at least tried. Success is not in our hands. All we can do is try, is put our effort, and show Hashem that we did our best. That's what Hashem wants to see. Hashem didn't care that Cain brought not good sacrifice. He didn't care. He cared that he tried to bring something. He put his effort, even though it would have came bad. But did you put your effort? Many times we set ourselves goals, resolutions, and we look at it and say, it's above me. It's too difficult. It's too hard. I won't even start. And Nitivot Shalom says no, specifically when it's hard, specifically when you're not feeling it, specifically when you want to take the day off. That's when you should try. That's when you should put your effort. There was once a student of the Stipler. The Stipler was a great rabbi. We know he was the father of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. The Stipler, his student comes up to him and says, Rabbi, if I had a desire to learn Torah as you, I would also be the Stipler. I would also be as great as you, Rabbi. And the Stipler answers very sharply. He says, if I always had a desire to learn Torah, I would be in Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz is translated as the man of the land, meaning to say, I would be someone who is not so learned. It's because it's those days where I didn't have the desires, those days where I didn't feel like it, those days where I wanted to take a day off, that I pushed myself, that I put the effort, that I did everything in my ability to continue to go. That's why I am who I am. Because success is not measured on whether the job is done. It's measured on whether we put an effort, whether we tried. I would like to finish with one final message. We're going to read very soon about Esav and Yaakov. Yitzhak Avinu, before his death, he calls over Esav and he says, Esav, I'm about to leave the world. I want to bless you. Please bring me some food. We know Esav was a shepherd and he had this very special coat that he actually took from Nimrod after beating him in battle. He had a special coat. What was so special about this coat? This coat attracted all the animals to Esav. That's what made hunting so easy for him. So one time, Esav is commanded by his father to bring him food, to go hunt, bring me food so I can bless you before I go, I leave the world. And specifically, the time where you would think he would wear this coat to quickly bring his father some food is the time where he didn't wear the coat. He left the coat on the anger and he went to hunt for his father. And then Yitivot Shalom asks, Esav, what's going on? Why aren't you wearing this coat? And by you not wearing this coat, you left the evidence. That's when Yaakov came and took this coat from you. That's when Yaakov came and he used this coat against you. This is the coat that Yitzhak felt, the fur of Esav. Esav, all the times you went hunting, you used this coat. Why specifically now, when your father commands you, you're not wearing this coat? And then Yitivot Shalom answers, and this is the message for today, and we can take this message for life. And Yitivot Shalom says, Esav was telling himself, if I'm going to go do a mitzvah for my father, I don't want it to come easy. If I wear this coat, all animals are going to quickly come to me, which makes my hunting job very easy. But I want to go and perform a mitzvah for my father. I want to put effort. I want it to be difficult. Because with difficulty comes growth. I want it to be hard. I want it to come through. I want the sweat to come out. That's the type of animal I want to bring to my father. This is a profound lesson we can learn from even Esau. And he left his coat because he wanted the effort to be there. He didn't want it to come easy. My dear friends, the holiday season are behind us. And let's take this message. You know, we might have set resolutions, set goals, and we might look at it now and say, oh, it's too difficult, it's too much. Or we even might have tried and we fell. But it's specifically when it's difficult, does it really mean a lot to Hashem? Because our job is not to succeed. Our job is to try. Thank you so much for your attention. We will now be reciting the chapters of Tehillim, starting with chapter 20.
ישלח עזריך מקודש ומציון יסעדך, ישקול כל מנחותיך, תורתיך ידע שני, ואלה ייתן לך כלבביך, וכל עצתיך ימלא, נרננה בשועתך, ושם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך, אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגבולותיו, יש ימינו, אלה ברכב, ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. מה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו, ונתעודד אדוני הושיע המלך, יעננו, ויום קוראינו. Now we're going to start chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי, לא אחסר בנות תשעי ביצייני, על מן מנוחות ינחלני נפשי יושבי גנהני, ומגלה צדק למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגט צמוות, לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שפתך משענתך, חמה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד תור אלה דשנת, בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ידפוני, כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Starting chapter 121. שיר למעלות אשרי עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מים, אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור את תכוביך מעתה ועד עולם. Doing the final chapter of Tehillim, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alot mi-ma'amakim kiratih Adonai. Adonai shema bekoli. Yena iznecha kishivo lekol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmar. Ya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki meha haslicha lema'an tivare. Kiviti Adonai kivita nafshir edvaro pochalti. נפשי אל אדוני שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל אבונותיו. We'll be doing the משברך for all the sick people. Please insert the names during the pause. מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים והטהורים, הוא יברך את כל חולי ישראל, ובחלם יברך את... וישלח לכם רפואה שלמה, ברמך אבריו יש עשה וגידיו, אל נא רפן להם, אל נא רפן להם. בזכות זה רפואה קרובה לבוא, וכן ירצון ונאמר, אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ושביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם מצרה לרווחה מאלפיהם. ומאלפי לאורה משבעו גאולה השתה ועגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rabbi Amenoff. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need be answered l'tova, and that anything and everything that we are praying for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered l'tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.